Welcome to the Thought for March the 1st. Our readings today are Leviticus chapters 5 and 6, Psalm 105, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And our thought is, His judgments are in all the earth. Our Psalms reading stresses that God is fully conscious of all that happens amongst His creation. Many examples are given that illustrates the reality of what Paul told the Athenians, that God is actually not far from each one of us, Acts chapter 17, verse 27, that we have our being within the divine presence, and as Job expressed it, in his hand is life of every living thing, chapter 12, verse 10. Look at some illustrations of this today in the psalm. Note how it tells us to seek the Lord and His strength, His presence continually, in verse 4. We do not have to travel to seek His presence. We need to start each day by doing that. We need to remember the wondrous works that He has done, verse 5. These works are seen both in creation and in the wonderful way all things work together, as Romans 8 verse 28 tells us, to achieve God's purpose. This is seen in history. David reminds us of his miracles and the judgments he's uttered to the offspring of Abraham, verses 5 and 6. But it is not just with Israel that God is involved. His judgments are in all the earth, as verse 7 tells us, and the full reality and climax of this will be seen when Jesus returns. The detail of the divine involvement in human life is made clear in our Leviticus reading in chapters 5 and 6. We read of more of the divine laws being put in place to cause the nation being formed in the wilderness to become a genuine holy nation, as Exodus 19 verse 6 says. Sadly, they failed in this. David and his son Solomon did their best in their days to lead the people in becoming a holy nation. Then God's Son came to inspire people to develop personal holiness. The aim must be, as we will read next week in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, to cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, chapter 7, verse 1. In our chapter today, Paul is urgently encouraging them to let all things be done for building up, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, chapter 14, verse 33. Confusion comes when God's word is not read properly. We should not pick and choose the parts which suit us, fully realizing that when His judgments are in all the earth, when Christ returns, then each of us will give account of Him or herself to God, as Romans 14 to verse 12 says. Let us seek His strength and His presence continually. Thank you for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word. We remember that they are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.